I've created the ABCs of interviewing. Well, just the ABC of interviewing. This isn't everything you need to know on how to rock and roll during your interviews, but it's a simple start. Let's get started. A is for ask. Ask fewer questions. Only plan one or two questions for your first interview, one or two for your second, and one to three for your final interview. Keep it simple and remember that questions are often answered during the discussion. Don't be cute with questions like, where will I be sitting? Think from the company and the recruiter's perspective before you ask. Are you asking and thinking about yourself, or are you working to demonstrate your candidacy? There are things you need to know, answers you need to get. Those are the questions you need to ask, but don't ask questions just for the sake of filling up that time. Keep it short, keep the pace moving. The less questions you ask, the less chance there is to get into a weird part of the discussion or dragging out the interview longer than the recruiter wants. B is for be an asset. From your cover letter to your interviews, always think about how you, yes, you, how you can be an asset to the company that they cannot flourish without. After your first interview, create a professional-looking plan, or maybe after your second interview. From what you've learned and what they need, create a plan. Create a couple slides on how you can help them. Share with them on how you can take the position or take the department to the next level. Or just prepare statements on your experience or perspective on the industry and how the company can take advantage of it. You might think to yourself, well, then I'm working for them for free. Well, yes, you are. But it also means that you are working for them. If you can start helping a company succeed before you start, they realize you are capable of even more if they hire you, and they can't miss that opportunity. Now, I'm not saying after every first phone interview that you have to spend hours getting information together, but if something seems promising, maybe you get called for your second interview or a third interview, that's the perfect time to put something together. Bring more to the table than the other candidates do, because 99% of the candidates, 95% of these other candidates will not do this extra work. It shows that you're interested. It shows that you have motivation to get the job and to perform. I promise it will help you stand out significantly. C is for connect the dots. I'm a recruiter. I've been a recruiter. I know a lot of recruiters. They're busy. They see a lot of resumes and talk to a lot of people. And yeah, there's probably a couple lazy ones out there too. Help them out. Well, actually, you're helping you out. But help them out by connecting the dots between you and the job. Connect those dots for them. I've dug deeper into this in the resume breakdown episode. Go check that out. Connect the dots between your specific skills and what they are looking for. If they need someone with experience with certain types of software processes, make it super obvious to them. Let them know that you are the person that knows how to solve their problems. Use the keywords that they use when you speak about your experience. Make a plan on how you can simply and quickly convey how you have what they need and you have what they are looking for. Recruiters love closing job postings and marking that job as hired. You're just there to help them do that. Oh yeah, and you get a great job offer out of the process, but you know, you're just here to help. Those are the ABCs of job hunting. A, ask fewer questions. B, be an asset. C, connect the dots. Do me a favor, please, and share this episode with your friends or family. Post it to your social media or text it to a friend. Spread the word and help this movement grow. An independent podcast that's changing lives, careers, helping listeners get amazing offers. I get your emails all the time and rising in the charts because of your help. Thank you, everyone. Please do that. Share this with someone you know, or post it out there to your TikTok or wherever everyone's at these days. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your help. Have a great week.